Moral choices have moral and eternal consequences. Not everyone will experience the resurrection. In our creed, we hope for it when we say, I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. But it's not promised to us. If we read and listen carefully to the scriptures, some will experience the resurrection and many will not. The Sadducees denied that there was a resurrection, and they tried to test Jesus with what they thought was their most clever argument to show how ridiculous the whole concept of the resurrection was, with the argument of the seven brothers who each marry the same woman. According to the argument, each husband dies childless, and then the woman dies, and then the Sadducees ask Jesus, now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. That was supposed to be their trap. Well, Jesus not only affirms that there is a resurrection, but he tells us some things about the resurrection. The children of this age, he said, marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. Not all will rise. When Lazarus died, he was 4 days in the tomb, and Jesus assured his sister Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. There will be a resurrection, but it's going to be for believers who do God's will. As Jesus said, those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead. That implies that judgment that we've heard about. Now we know, all of you know, that most people do not and will not ever read the Bible. And the only Bible they'll ever read is going to be in you, when they see you, when they see us living our lives, and the way that our beliefs affect our lives. That could be the only Bible they ever see. Many do come to believe because of the faith of others. I don't think I've ever met anyone who became Christian or Catholic because of the Bible. I know a lot of people who became Christian or Catholic because they saw in someone else something they wanted. I see that all the time. That's a Bible. If you believe in Jesus, that he's God, if you believe in God the Father, and if you believe in the Holy Spirit, that makes you a Trinitarian, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and if you really believe in your own resurrection, you're going to live your life differently because there are different consequences for your choices than if you didn't believe in the resurrection. You're going to live your life fully aware that you can lose your resurrection. It can be lost. Your belief in your own resurrection with Jesus will change the way you live. Others will observe how you live your life, and many will read the gospel in you, because you will become like the seven sons who died rather than renounce their resurrection, their belief in God. They lived with that hope in God. In that first reading, before he died for refusing to renounce God, one of the sons said, "The king of the world will raise us up to live again forever." Now we're talking about centuries before Jesus was born. So the concept of the resurrection was already within the Jewish people. Before the fourth son died, he also told his killers his own belief. "It is my choice to die at the hands of men with the hope God gives of being raised up by him." It is this faith that unites us in hope, that brings us together in this parish, that for 2,000 years we have had the church because of this hope in eternal life.